This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy the site, remember, it is free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites, at least most of the ones that I've seen do. So head on over and enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, our website allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air simply by submitting different items of interest. You're surfing around the web, you see something you think our listeners might like, you come over to freetalklive.com, you drop it in to our little form that you fill out, the show prep submission form, and then it shows up on the site. Other listeners can then vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and then the most liked of the different items that people suggest will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We're going to come right out of the gate tonight with your phone calls. Kurt is on the line in Michigan. And then, Mark, if we get a chance, you've got something about a military guy and his story from what it was like being on the ground during just a horrific, murderous helicopter attack. Is that right? All right, we'll get to that here. But first, Kurt is in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Kurt.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight? Doing great.
Well, there's been a couple of incidents over the past couple of weeks here on Free Talk Live where apologies could have played a big part, and I think apologizing is actually a lost art. I mean, I know people who think that it's a sign of weakness when I believe that if done effectively, it can even be a sign of strength.
Oh, I agree.
And I believe in order for an apology to be effective, you know, you must have got to believe an apology is warranted and necessary. You've got to deliver it with sincerity. I mean, it's got to be contrite and not contrived, right?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. I think it takes a real man to be able to apologize.
Well, there's been a couple of situations that, you know, I've been hearing, like with the situation that I was completely oblivious to at Porkfest, where this guy was accused of being a Fed, having looked at the videotape of him speaking about it. I did not even meet that gentleman during Porkfest, but
it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the yearly event that the Free State Project puts on up here in New Hampshire. It's a little camping festival out in the woods. Actually, I shouldn't say little. There were over 800 people there this year. But go
ahead.
It was
awesome. It was awesome, yeah. Too. But the gentleman who called up, who kind of outed him, at Soapbox Idol, called up to apologize, and I thought it was kind of a backhanded apology. And I wish you'd have called him on it. You know, it's almost like, you know, kind of like when you're forced to apologize to your brother and you say, well, you know, I'm sorry you're a jerk. You know, not much of an apology,
I don't think I don't think that guy was forced to, John Bush, I don't think he was forced to apologize or anything like that. I think he apologized because he realized that it was wrong of him to get up in front of a crowd full of people and call somebody out as a possible federal agent. I think he was sincere in that apology. But I think that what you're saying is that later on in his call, he went on to outline some of the things that he believed made him possibly suspicious.
I'm sorry, but here's why I think I'm right. You know, and I don't think that that's an apology. I think there are you need to believe that an apology is warranted. But I've come up with what I believe are seven parts of an effective apology.
Okay.
You know, the first one is, obviously, you say you're sorry. The second one is that you state that you know you did something wrong. I like as the third step to reiterate what it is that you did wrong so that person knows that, you know, this is exactly why I'm apologizing.
That makes sense. That way, you've got it clear, and that's good communication skills right there, is to
absolutely
summarize for someone.
The fourth is that you enumerate the ways in which you understand that what you've done has hurt them. Then the fifth is to express an interest in restitution or recompense or express your regret. The sixth is you tell them you try to avoid these types of situations or to change your behavior to refrain from hurting them in that fashion again. Mm-hmm. And then I always like as a seventh step to again, say you're sorry. Apologize, you know, let them know you're very sorry.
Yeah, I think those are great suggestions. I think they're it's a good way to break down an apology. But I have to say, just going back to the issue, I don't feel like I think that what John was apologizing for outing him publicly as a Fed. I don't think he was apologizing for believing that that he was suspicious, because, I mean, all things said, I mean, this guy was creeping people out all weekend, the guy that we're talking about.
Well, I mean, in having seen the videotape of him and the, you know, what he was talking to Dave Ridley about, you know, I don't think he really grasped the idea. He and his friend did not grasp the idea of liberty, because they were talking about, you know, having a course of action for slander, you know, and it's like, well,
sure,
that's not a very liberty viewpoint. So, I mean, but you know, I like what you had said about it. You know, if you're a Fed, well, please come back, because you won't be for very long once these ideas get to you. And if
yeah.
you're not a Fed, if you're not a Fed, please come back so that we can show you that we're all not, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Scared. We're not
right.
all.
Yeah, they don't,
you know, looking around every corner.
Right. The prospect of federal agents doesn't scare me. And of course, the interesting point was that the guy that was that outed this man as a supposed Fed wasn't from New Hampshire. He's from Texas. And so, of course, if you're not in New Hampshire, you've kind of and you're in the liberty movement, you are likely to have more of a paranoid outlook on things, maybe a more negative outlook on things. I mean, I certainly would have been more paranoid about federal agents, you know, even just a few years ago. But now I realize that it doesn't matter, because, well, if I was going to sell drugs to somebody, which I wouldn't, but if I was going to sell drugs to somebody, I wouldn't do it to anybody I didn't know. So if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or you're in the Liberty Movement and you're doing things that you could potentially be arrested for, just use some caution. Don't be stupid,
right.
And don't just sell to some guy that walks up and says, hey, you know where I can get some weed? You know, if you don't know who he is, and if that person hasn't had someone else vouch for them that you trust, then it's probably a good idea to say, no, I'm sorry, I don't know where I'm sorry, I can't help you out.
Paranoia is the word I was looking for, and that is the emotion that will, you know, if widespread, will destroy this. We can't be paranoid of it, because
I agree.
Well, the fact of the matter is all the movements that we're making are public knowledge anyway. They're either on
yep.
Facebook or on FreeKeen or on Free Talk Live.
Right, and what's
so
there to be paranoid of
be
anyway? If you aren't, if you're not plotting violence, and I don't think anybody I know is, because we're all very peaceful. I mean, FreeKeen.com, the headline there is, or the tagline is, peaceful evolution. So if some federal agent comes in and starts talking about, hey, let's blow this up or let's do this or that, you know, violence, this, etc.
Which they infiltrate all kinds of groups. They've infiltrated
yeah.
groups all over the United States, including peace groups, Quaker groups. Activist groups. It's very odd.
That's
the
like,
places that they'll
well,
infiltrate.
That's the
well, that,
number
that,
one.
Those are the people that are. They represent the biggest challenge to them. People with guns don't represent as much of a challenge
sure.
as people with ideas.
Sure.
You
yeah.
know. So, but if you know if that guy wasn't a Fed, and I'm not entirely convinced that he was or wasn't, and I like I said, I don't care one way or the other. But I'm sure there were Feds there. Big deal. Keep
yeah.
coming, please. We want you to come, because if the ideas are infectious, you won't be able to escape the logic.
Well said, Kurt. I appreciate it. Any final thoughts for tonight?
I always want to pimp the AMP program. Please give to the AMP program if you can afford it, and also CD Evolution. Those are my two main liberty donations, and I think they give you the most bang for your buck.
Excellent. Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank you.
At, yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I want to get to a voluntary society through peaceful means. I don't think there's any other way to get there. So if somebody starts hanging around the liberty activists up here in New Hampshire and starts suggesting violence, then they're going to be on the outs, whether they're a federal agent or not. Maybe they're just a hothead. Maybe they just, you know, moved here fresh and they have always been angry until they got here. The anger doesn't get you very far in this movement, because people, it starts to just melt away for people, I think. That's what happened to me. I was really angry before I moved up here.
Well, you're angry because you're scared, and
mm-hmm.
you're scared because the fact is the government's growing larger and larger every day. It's becoming more invasive. It is becoming more expensive, and it's levying taxes, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to throw you in jail if you choose not to pay. It's going to fight wars in your name that you don't want them to fight, and there's nothing you can do about it anyplace else. However, once you move to New Hampshire, you see there's some hope for liberty.
Oh, yeah. All right. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit about the Free State Project. I'll tell you what that is. Plus, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 888-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those, including stuff like our archives. Perhaps you have missed a moment of the show. Well, never fear. They are there right there on the front page. In fact, you can just go click and download, and they're yours for free. So head over to freetalklive.com. In fact, the last week of the show is there on the front page. And then if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to 2006. All free for you, freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we go to New Hampshire, where Brad is on the line. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, guys. It's been a while since I've treaded on your airwaves.
Hey, Brad, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. I wanted to talk a little bit about civil disobedience, specifically open container civil disobedience, and I'd like to mention something about the caller who called last, speaking about the alleged federal agent who had come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Okay.
Regarding the civil disobedience, it's come to my attention, being a proud blogger at freeteen.com, as a believer in a peaceful evolution, it's come to my attention that my friends are being attacked for sitting on property that they pay for drinking beer downtown Keene. And
let me bring our listeners up to speed here in case they are not aware of what's been going on. Over the last several, if they've been at freekeen.com on a regular basis, they might. But over the last several weeks here in Keene, which is where we're doing the show from, where many liberty activists have converged, I would say a few dozen folks live in the Keene area, and there are hundreds, of course, of liberty-minded folks that have moved here as part of the Free State Project across New Hampshire. But in Keene, there's a bit of a civil disobedience streak that runs through the activists here, and one of the ways that has manifested itself recently is in the brand-new nightcap celebrations that have been going on a nightly basis at the local park, right in the center of downtown, where every single night at 11 o'clock, people gather in the park and they enjoy each other's company and they perhaps engage in a little bit of recreational use of various substances such as perhaps alcohol or cannabis. And the folks over at LibertyOnTour.com, Adam and Pete, were kind of instrumental in kicking off the nightcaps when they came up here. And it got pretty popular with, in many cases, upwards of 25, 30 people attending these nightcaps. One of them went all the way through the night. Usually it probably breaks up by like 1 or 2 or 2 in the morning, something like that. But it's a peaceful atmosphere with people just enjoying time in the park. And it's during the summer, so it's a really nice time to be out at night in New Hampshire. And, of course, they clean up after themselves, so there's not a mess left or anything like that. And really, it's just a good time up until recently when the cops decided to show up and rain on the parade. So they made an arrest on Sunday of a young lady and another guy who were having a couple of beers in the park. And then they proceeded to attempt to kidnap that young woman because she did not give her name and information to the officers. And so as a result of that, I and three others stood in front of and behind the police cars in an attempt to prevent the kidnapping, which resulted in us more cars coming and all of us being arrested.
That's kind of a futile attempt to prevent the kidnapping, right? Like, you didn't think that was going to happen, did you?
I don't know. But I bet you if we had 30 or 40 people surround that cop car, then that would change things.
They'd probably call in more cops.
And they can only get so many. There's just not that many on duty. So that's kind of what things came to a head, I guess you could say, on Sunday. But the cops kept coming after that. They kept showing up to the nightcaps, and they've just been kind of standing there. Last night there were four cops out there just standing around talking to people. And I said, well, look, why don't you guys just go and do something that could actually catch a real crime? Because we've got the park. Everything's fine here in the park. There's no one being hurt. It's Friday night in Keene. There's drunks all over the place. Surely you can go and find something else to do. And they just stood around for like an hour. It was crazy. Anyway, Brad, go ahead.
Well, for people who don't know me, I am a former police officer. I worked in the state for 11 years, and largely to the great credit of you, Ian, and you, Mark, I paid close scrutiny to what I was doing as a police officer, and I realized that, you know, I had hurt countless people who hadn't hurt anybody else just because politicians said it was the right thing to do. So, you know, I quit my job, which really kind of sucks because, you know, I currently am unemployed. But what I try to do now is I try to use my knowledge that I gained through police training and being a cop to try to help my friends who engage in civil disobedience. Because if anyone takes a rational look back through history, no injustice has ever ended without civil disobedience. I mean, there have been people since day one of the formation of this country protesting unjust laws. And the reason why I'm calling is I'd like to talk about how to make the open container laws essentially unenforceable. And my suggestion, I'm not an attorney, but this is my suggestion of what I would do. If someone wants to drink alcohol in public, what I suggest you do is you keep the cap to the container with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for this is if the police approach you, and all you need to do is put the cap back on the container, and then in order for them to search the contents of the container, they need a search warrant. And
unless you don't know what you're doing and the cop comes up, this is what they'll do. The cops will come up to you. And this is, by the way, open container laws may vary across the country, but these are fairly common. And a lot of laws boilerplate where they copy it from one jurisdiction to another. So your local mileage may vary. So you might want to check the local wording. But, yeah, basically, you're right. If the cop comes up and essentially says, well, hand that over. Well, you don't have to. Right. I mean, especially if there's a cap on it, because then it's not an open container.
Well, when you put the cap back on it, you still have broken the law because you still had an open container. But in order for the police to charge and for the state to convict somebody in court, they have to prove all the elements of the offense. And in the particular jurisdiction we're speaking of, Keene, New Hampshire, there's a local town ordinance that says you can't have, an open container of alcohol on any town-owned property, which is really property that you, Ian, pay for because you're forced to pay for it by taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're out there drinking your beer and the police come up to you and they ask you what you're drinking. First off, you shouldn't tell them what it is because if you do, that's going to seal your fate right there.
It's never a good idea to answer questions of the police.
No. Every question that the police ask you is designed to hurt you, not help you. But anyway, yeah. if you put the cap on the beer and the police say, "What's that?" and you just say, "I'd rather not talk about that."
It's a beverage.
Beverage actually has a legal meaning.
Are you kidding me?
It has a legal meaning referring to alcohol. Yeah, the word beverage does.
Hmm.
But anyway, if the police at this point, the police can take the container because they have probable cause to believe that you're drinking booze, right? But the thing is, they can't search inside the container without a search warrant because the federal constitution and the state constitution says you have a right to privacy and your belongings. So by putting the cap back onto it, you're not destroying evidence. You're simply protecting it from intrusion.
You have some more tips for us here, Brad?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, hang on. We're with Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer, former member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's with us here to shine a little light on open container laws, as you'll find them across the country. Some tips here that you could find useful. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or, for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features on the site, by the way, include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's how you can edit virtually anything that you see there, by the way. It's why it's a wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com.
I found a great weight loss product. It's called LumaThin Plus. You can go to lumathinplus.com and you can hear the pitch there. They've got the science, the testimonials, everything that you want to see at lumathinplus.com. But the way it really works for me is that I might not get to the gym as often as I'd like to, or even once a week. I'm certainly no good at dieting. I might diet half a day and then I get upset and I eat a whole bunch of food. But Lumathin just kind of decreases your appetite. You lose weight without ever having to try it. It's losing weight the easy way. And unlike so many other pills out there, it doesn't give you the jitters. It's LumathinPlus.com. It's worked great for me, and I think it'll work great for you. LumathinPlus.com.
We've got former law enforcement officer, a long time. He was on the force for, I think, at least a decade. Brad Jardis is with us. He resigned after realizing that what he was doing, for the most, in many ways, as a law enforcement officer, was actually hurting peaceful people. people. So in many ways, you liked what you were doing, Brad, because you were helping folks in different instances. But some of the things they were ordering you to do was just too much. So you left, and now you are putting your expertise to work within the Liberty Movement, specifically here in New Hampshire. But I think many of the things that you say, that you have to say, are going to be useful to people outside of New Hampshire and around the world, perhaps, because, well, cops are harassing people everywhere for things that are just nothing. I mean, there's no crime if there's no victim, in my opinion. And when it comes to the issue of having an open container in public of alcohol, there's clearly no victim. So, Brad, you were giving some tips as to how to handle a situation if you happen to have an open container and a cop encounters you. You say have the cap with you so you can put the cap back on the bottle. And then if they take that bottle, your claim is they're going to need a warrant to get into it?
Absolutely. In order to search someone under the federal and various state constitutions, you either need consent, which is someone giving up their rights, an exigent circumstance, such as like if a police officer pulled someone over and heard someone inside the trunk of a vehicle pounding on it, like, let me out. That would be an exigent circumstance where the police need to act immediately to protect someone's property or life, or a search warrant. So absent consent an exigent circumstance, the police need a search warrant.
Now, one of the things I'm confused about is if you're standing in public with a bottle of beer and it had been open and you were drinking from it, you put the cap back on it, wouldn't it be consenting to hand that over to the cops if they ask for it? Why just hand it over to them? Because it's my property. I have no obligation to give it to them.
The police have – well, that's true. You don't have an obligation to give it to them, but you and I both know if you don't do it when they demand that you're going to get violence subjected on you. Because
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
The police have the authority to temporarily seize – evidence in order to, such as a vehicle, if a drug dog walked through a car, the drug dog hit on the car, you know, which the handlers can make their dog hit on the car even when there's nothing in it. But if a drug dog sniffs a car, and the person will not allow the police to search it, the police have the authority to detain the vehicle and apply for a search warrant. Now, the same thing is true about a bottle of beer. Now, it's obvious that, or it's generally obvious, if someone's standing downtown drinking from a Budweiser beer container, that they are drinking beer. But the thing is this: the police may technically be right and be able to obtain a search warrant very easily in order to open the container of beer and test the contents of it. But first off, most police aren't gonna even care about this. And when I used to charge people with possession of an open container, I would just dump the contents out and send it to court. And if anyone pled not guilty, they would have beat the case because the police would have to prove that what was in the bottle was alcohol.
Well, now the cops around here aren't dummies. We post over at the Freekeen Forum, where a lot of the activists hang out and they socialize. You're over there as well. And it was pointed out on the forum that the first time they made the bus for the open container, they did dump it out. So, I think it was last night, they were out there again. I think it was two nights ago. Anyway, they ticketed Heike again, the same young lady that was arrested on Sunday. They ticketed her again for an open container. This time they did apparently take the bottle with them into their police cruiser. So they took a sample.
Everything we're saying and doing is out in the open, and it's important that the police realize, and I know the Keene police, some of them listen to your show, it's important that they know that you know, the advice that I'm giving to people or the suggestions I'm giving to people is not meant to slight the police. It's meant to protect peaceful people from having their money taken from them and having their license taken away and getting thrown in jail if they don't pay. I mean, we're talking about responsible adults just sitting around enjoying a beer on property that they pay for. And in a free country, they should be left alone.
Absolutely.
In many municipalities, drinking a beer out in the open isn't a problem. In Keene, New Hampshire, drinking a beer out in the open air isn't a problem as long as you're at one of the tables of one of the restaurants.
Or on your own property.
You know, or in your own property. It's just that they, for whatever reason, don't like it in their public parks. Now, there's many parks, including beaches, all across the nation. You can drink a beer, so it's this kind of weird social thing that they've got going.
Well, the suggestion to put the cap on the bottle. First off, this is going to make it so they have to invest anywhere from 2 to 4 hours to do a search warrant and contact a judge and have a judge sign it just so they can open the top of the bottle.
They're never going to do it.
And test the contents of it. And I tend to agree with you, Mark. I don't think that they're going to do it because it takes so much time and it's just so – and first off, I back when I was a cop, I never would have thought that someone would have done this. But this is just a way to make it to make it so impossible for them to enforce the law that it's just, you know, from a cost-benefit analysis, they're just not going to do it, and they're just going to leave peaceful people alone. Now, even after getting a search warrant to open the bottle, and it's important that if you are going to drink from an open container in public, that the police not see you open it in the first place. Like, if you're going to open it in a cooler so they can't see you break the original seal.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as they know, what you're drinking is something that looks like beer, and you could have, you know... If you plead not guilty and take them to court and they don't go through the testing process, you can say, well, officer, isn't it possible that I put, completely non-alcoholic beer, 0.0% ethyl alcohol into this container and I was drinking from that? And unless the police go through the process to get a warrant, go to the forensic lab, they're going to have to say, yes, that's possible. And that is reasonable doubt, and the case is thrown out.
Yeah, and these guys don't want to do work. I mean, they're used to just being able to intimidate their way to getting convictions, but that's not working here anymore, as activists are starting to refuse to cooperate with the system, refuse to plead out. It makes things very difficult on them.
Yeah, and, you know, this again, to the police that are listening to this, this is not to try to slight you or to make you feel like you're a bad person. And again, I was a cop for 11 years. I arrested people for some of the stupidest stuff that you could imagine. And I regret doing it. This is just trying to give people new ideas and try to make the enforcement of the law so tedious that the police will choose to leave peaceful people alone, because the police
sure would
don't
be nice.
Well, they're sent there by their superiors. I mean,
yes, they're under orders.
The fact is, these guys would leave these people alone if they had their druthers, I believe. Because
I think so. One of the guys
most nights they don't.
One of the guys was walking away from Central Square the other night, and I was approaching at that moment, and he said, "Thank God I got called away," because he didn't want to be there. You know,
yeah,
he wanted
to be
out catching real criminals.
Well, and that's impossible. I mean, I wanted to stay a police officer, but it's just impossible, you know, especially because of the fact that the way I was getting paid is backed up by the threat of losing your house and violence and then death if you take it to its logical conclusion. But, you know, there's many things that activists can do to protect themselves from the police, and it's not to be rude to the police just to protect people.
Brad, will you do me a favor and write up something over, if you get a chance, over at freekeen.com about this, you know, open container and things people need to... Oh, great. Was it today? Because I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty long.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate hearing from
Take
you
care.
Tonight. If you want more of Brad, you can go to freekeen.com and get some of his writings there. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain clog is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. If we get a chance, Mark, we're going to talk about a military guy and his experience being involved in what was a massacre. We'll talk about that, hopefully. But your calls get primary priority here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more new radio stations around the country. We've got 81 now from coast to coast. And plus, we'll also do internet outreach and bring more internet listeners on board to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, the commercial-free podcast, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com.
I love primary priority. It's so much better than regular priority.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I recently found a product. It's called the Tiger Light. It is a flashlight. It's a super bright flashlight that has an integrated pepper spray in it. And that means that you can take it with you pretty much wherever you go. You can have it for your loved ones, for your, your wife, your children, things like that. Obviously, you want to give it a young child, but, teenage children. And they can have the protection for people that may not want to carry a handgun for protection. The Tiger Light is a great alternative. Matter of fact, it has the stopping power of a handgun, and it doesn't have the lethality that goes with it. You can get one at tiger.freetalklive.com. By the way, it's not nearly as expensive as a handgun either. It's an awesome product. I have one that I take with me most everywhere. It's Tiger Light at tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Bobby is listening to WKBK in Westminster, Vermont. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I was listening to, what the former officer said and And I listened to you when you were talking to Cynthia today and the mayor and stuff like that. And you know, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for quite some time, and I'm hoping I'm going to be online here within the next couple of weeks, so I'll be able to, you know, tune in what's going on, you know, with the website and everything. But you know, I think that the wrong message is being sent.
What's that? Okay?
Well, you know, that it's against the law to drink in the common.
It's against the law in many places, and specifically here in Keene, New Hampshire, to drink any place that's publicly owned. So, yes.
Okay, so we know that it's against the law to do that. We know that it's against the law to, you know, use drugs and stuff like that. Would it make more sense, if you're in your own home, you know, out of sight, out of mind, you know, as opposed to, you know, drawing this, you know, controversy? I mean, yeah, okay, the common, you know, some of it belongs to you, and some of it belongs to me, and some of it belongs to, you know, Joe and Jane Public and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also pay, you know, the authorities, you know, to, you know, watch out for these areas and stuff like that for, you know, people that vandalize. And I'm not saying that you guys do.
Oh, Bobby, with vandalism, you've actually got a victim. You've actually got some property that's been damaged. So that makes sense.
And I'm going to allude to that, okay? Now, you guys have mentioned, and I'm really looking forward at some point to meeting you because you really sound like a real decent person. Not to kill you or shoot you or hurt you or anything, but nevertheless, let's assume for one moment that, you know, there's a group of individuals that are downtown, you know, at 11 o'clock, and they're, you know, having their tate and you know, their water pipes or whatever, and they are being peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And the police have to come down there because that's what they're ordered to do.
I
haven't finished yet.
They don't, but go ahead.
Let me finish because I think this will make sense. The police have to come down there because that's what they're told to do. They're told to patrol the area. If the police are down there, okay, and, you know, they have to patrol this area because of what's going on. If my wife, okay, and I love my wife more than anything in this world, went down to the store to go and, you know, pick up a pack of cigarettes or to get some soda or something like that, and somebody came into the store and decided that they were going to rob the store. If the police were not available because they're downtown, you know, biting, nagging with you guys, and they can't free up because of this.
I totally understand, Bobby.
Listen to me. My wife, if she can't get out of there or gets hurt or harmed in any way, then she's a victim. Would you agree with
me? Bobby, I totally understand what you're saying.
What she's a victim of is poor management on the side of the police department. I mean, the police departments are, unfortunately, they're given the duties of going and hassling people that aren't really harming anyone or their property.
Right, but okay, you know that it's, and again, I agree with the legalization of marijuana.
Bobby, before you go on, hang on. If you could hang on, let me just answer your question here real quick, because there's one point, there's a very important point that you've glossed over, and most people don't know this about the police, but you use the term that the police have to come out and do this. They have to come out and harass people that are just enjoying a night in a park with an open container or something like that, or smoking pot. And that's not true. The police do not have to do that. The police have discretion. And this is the police across the country have total discretion to enforce whatever laws they would like to whenever they want to enforce
them. Their superiors have the discretion too, and the inferiors don't have the discretion to not obey what the orders are of their superiors.
So my point here is, Bobby, that for weeks these nightcaps have been going on. For weeks, people gathered in the park, and the police, occasionally, they were driving around all the time, so they knew, and people were waving at them with their, with, you know, beers in their hands, and they'd just drive on by. And then there was one cop that occasionally a cop will walk around the circle and check the doors on the front doors of the businesses, which I fully support. I think that's a peace officer thing. I think that's something they should be doing. But that cop never once, we saw that cop walk around the circle a number of days, never once did he actually cross into the park to investigate what was going on. So these guys don't have to do these things. They can focus on real crimes. It's just they are choosing not to. So really the issue isn't with the people in the park. The issue is with, as you're pointing out, Mark, the priorities of the police.
The administration,
okay, but,
I think.
But again, you know, coming from a knucklehead off the street, okay, it's still against the law to have marijuana. It's still against the law to drink in a public park.
And these are government's laws, their statutes.
What do you expect the police to do when they see somebody out there with a can of beer in their hand, you know, drinking it?
I expect them to...
If they see somebody to, you know, that's, you know, smoking a joint, what do you expect the police... I mean...
To answer your question, what I expect them to do is the right thing, not what the law says, the right thing. And the right thing is to leave peaceful people who are not harming others, who are not destroying property, to leave those folks alone. The law also says, Bobby, you can find different laws that are on the books.
Right, the law says you can't put any kind of item into a used milk container. The law says you can't
play sports on Sunday.
You can't have your business open on Sunday. Why aren't the cops enforcing these things, Bobby? I mean, for God's sakes, there's businesses open on Sunday.
There's Little League games on Sunday. I mean, there's football,
children,
and soccer.
Children playing baseball on the Lord's Day.
Let me tell you why that is. Because Joe and Jane Pumpick are the ones that cried out for these laws. If you want to make a difference in this matter, okay, my suggestion is to either, number one, find a candidate that will change these laws, or either that, number two, you know, run for election yourself.
Bobby, I appreciate that, and people are doing that. There's a self-professed anarchist that's going to be running for state rep here in the Keene area this year. So those things are happening. It's just that the government system is so slow and arduous to actually get anything done as far as changing it. That's why you're not seeing any progress, because that stuff takes forever to happen. But the one thing you said I disagree with is that Joe and Jane Public, I don't think they're crying to outlaw Little League games on Sunday. But I'm telling you, Bobby, there is a law.
There's civil disobedience. Obedience going on right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where it says that, you know, people have their businesses open on Sundays, and that's the law. I mean, it's because of
the way to challenge that, okay, is not to circumvent the law.
But
or,
people are, Bobby.
Well, listen to me.
The whole state is.
Or to challenge the law in that respect.
So you don't think that kids should have a Little League game on Sunday until they get the law changed?
That. But there's a right way to handle this, Bobby, and there's a right way. There's a
I appreciate
way to
it, man. I thank you. And like you say, if you want to come out and meet us, if you live in the area, go to calendar.freekeen.com. There's a whole list of things that we're doing there, and it's a good way to.
And I think that there's fine people working within the system, and I think that there's places for inside the system and outside the system activists.
All right, more coming up here. Thanks for the call. Hour 2 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.